Diaz from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 27th of November, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Our top story this week on Monday, the 24th, Alvaro Garcia Ortiz, Attorney General, resigned after the Supreme Court found him guilty of leaking confidential information. Court also imposed a two-year ban from office, fined him 7,200 euros, and ordered him to pay 10,000 euros in damages to Alberto González Amador, partner of the conservative politician Isabel Díaz Ayuso, and a businessman whose data was leaked. Spanish media portrays Ortiz's resignation as a political blow to President Pedro Sánchez's coalition government with PSOE in the lead. In other government-related news, life may soon feel a lot more stable for residents. The government plans to streamline paperwork and speed up procedures. Under the new rules, initial residence permits will last 1 year, with renewals jumping to 4 years, 5 years for family visas, giving migrants sturdier foothold than the previous renewal, which was between 1 and 2 years. Officials expect the system to help around 300,000 people a year secure regular status, avoiding the stress of expiring temporary permits or slipping into irregularity. Speaking of migration and residency reforms, on Monday the 24th, new figures from the Ministry of Inclusion, Social Security, and Migration have shown that there's been a 46% rise in work and residency permit applications following the immigration reforms enacted in May 2024. The reforms expanded visa categories, simplified combining salaries and self-employment, and migration management, making bureaucracy easier. Just 5 months after the reform, nearly 100,000 migrants regularized their status through expanded migration categories, and study permit applications soared from 32,000 to 93,000. Spain is set to become the first EU country to exit post-bailout surveillance after its December payment of 4.6 billion euros. Spain is actively repaying the 42 billion euro banking rescue arranged by the EU in 2012-2013. More than 75% of that amount has already been paid back. The EU provided the loan after Spain's property market collapsed after the 2008 financial crisis, triggering a wave of economic challenges. A final report by the European Commission and European Central Bank describes Spain's economic outlook as favorable, citing improvement in public finances and a profitable, resilient banking sector. In another kind of exit, Spanish communications company Telefónica is planning to cut up to 5,000 jobs in Spain, which is around 20% of its domestic workforce, as a part of what it calls a major cost reduction initiative. Cuts follow a broader trend cost-cutting the European telecom sector. Liberty Global, co-owner of Virgin Media O2, is preparing to reduce its UK workforce by almost 800 staff, while other companies are planning the same. Telefónica has not commented on the backlash across social media news publications, which all protest against the loss of jobs for profit. Next up, Wednesday the 26th, the Spanish Data Protection Agency has fined airport operator Aena more than 10 million euros for deploying facial recognition systems without conducting necessary assessments. The sanctions cite a breach of Article 35, which requires prior evaluation of high-risk data processing, especially when new technologies are involved. As a result, Spain's data agency has ordered the temporary suspension of all biometric data processing at Aena-managed airports until a proper assessment is conducted. So, no biometric machines at Aena airports for the foreseeable future. Still in transport-related news, a recent article by El País published on Monday the 24th has revealed ongoing Rodiales rail issues in Catalonia have caused commuters to switch to interurban buses rather than risk train travel. Between 2018 and 24, Rodiales, Catalonia's main commuter and regional rail system, lost about 42,000 weekday passengers despite travel being free for frequent users from 2022. Chronic delays, breakdowns, and construction work have driven travelers towards the express bus network, which rose from 19 million passengers in 2023 to 23 million in 2024. Over to Valencia. On Friday the 21st, around 900 students from Valencian towns hit by last year's Dana storm gathered in the municipality of Aldaya for Congress Fest Valencia, an event celebrating youth talent, innovation, and community reconstruction. The event was organized by the Princess of Girona Foundation and was linked to the foundation's special intervention plan for young people affected by the storm. Spain's coffee culture in general is a daily ritual. Having woven itself into society throughout the decades, the Spanish classic, Café con Leche, first introduced in the 1600s, didn't become a staple at the breakfast table until the 1900s with the proliferation of the modern espresso machine. It is so beloved that during the 30s, Civil War and World War II, beans were limited, so people would substitute taste with chicory or roasted barley. In modern times, however, specialty coffee is everywhere. Specialty coffee roasters like Nubra Coffee in Madrid or Cida in Barcelona emphasize traceability, quality, and human connection behind each bean. Check out the Forbes article in the show notes for a deep dive into the coffee culture of Spain. Now, you can also have coffee at a new pub on Monday the 24th. British pub chain J.D. Weatherspoon announced it will open its first pub in mainland Europe in January 2026 at the Alicante Elche Miguel Hernandez Airport in the southeast. The venue will feature an outdoor terrace operating daily from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The menu will mirror the chain's UK offerings, including breakfast items, burgers, pizza, alongside local dishes such as garlic prawns and Spanish omelet to appeal to regional tastes. For Brits, a Weatherspoon in Alicante offers a sense of home abroad, while others are interested in its affordable drinks and meals. Find it a cozy British pub, somewhat of a novelty in Spain. November is almost over, and Christmas bells are already ringing. On Saturday the 22nd, Madrid officially launched its Christmas season with a spectacular display of over 13 million LED lights, musical performance by Spanish singer David Bisbal, and festive events in the Plaza de Cibeles, enjoyed by 90,000 people. As part of the switch on, the city has installed 8,000 lights, 120 illuminated trees, 13 firs, and decorative arches across 21 districts. In not-so-festive news, major disputes between Seville City Council and local police have put this city's Christmas events at risk just days before the holiday season begins. Throughout November, the council failed to approve the 2024 Christmas security plan, which covers police overtime and operations for large gatherings, including parades, markets, and football matches. Negotiations collapsed after the municipal intervention office warned that overtime funds were exhausted in April, leaving all payments since May without legal coverage. City proposes a 5.6 million euro plan covering selected special duty days, but police unions have demanded more. Even if approved, unions plan to file an urgent appeal. Sports news: Spain made history on Sunday the 23rd by winning their first ever under 18 men's rugby Europe championship, defeating Georgia 16-11 at the Marqueta Stadium in Czechia. Spain held firm throughout the game, sparking celebrations among fans, marking a milestone for national youth rugby in this upset. The victory reflects Spain's growing strength as a youth rugby nation and the country's general rising presence in European rugby. And finally, story about mental health. On Wednesday the 26th, a popular singer-songwriter, Valeria Castro, returned from a break to accept the Ondas Award for Musical Phenomenon of the Year with Guitarrica de la Fuente. She's recently made headlines for taking a career break, with most praising her for it. In an emotional speech, she stressed the importance of mental health, thanked her supporters, said taking time for herself allowed her to keep creating and communicating through her art. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget that our new very cool t-shirts are out. Set up your personal collection. We'll give you a discount code to use with friends and whoever, but it gets better. The person who sells the most t-shirts by Christmas Day with their discount code gets a free trip to Lisbon in early April. Check the link in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.